Today's daf is Yevamos Daf Tzadik Tes, and we are at the Mishnah, 15 lines from the bottom of Daf Tzadik Ches Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalem, of Achayim Elazar ben Rachel Leah, of Vadio ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Ayala Tamar bas Esther, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned to Ilui Nishmas, Rab Meir ben Eli Melech, and Ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. So today's daf is going to be another classic Yevamos daf. Not so many Yevamos Chidushim lehalacha. In fact, there may not be any Chidushim at all, but at the same time, a lot of Yevamos Cheshben. So really applying a lot of the Yesoides that we've learned throughout the entire Masechta to some of the very intricate cases / riddles that the Gemara in today's daf is going to present. Zok de Mishnah, Chamesh Nashim. There were five women. Shenisarvu Vladeisev. They gave birth to children, and the children got mixed up. So there were five women in a maternity ward. They all had babies. They were all boys, and all the boys got mixed up, so that we don't know which baby boy belongs to which mother. Higdilu hataruvos. These children all grew up. Venasu Nashim. They got married. Umesu, and they died and left over no children. Now, it just so happens these five women all had sons that, thankfully, they did know that they were their sons. So these five boys die. They leave over Yavama. There's no children, which means this woman or these women now fall Yibum to their brothers. The problem is that the brothers don't really know who their brother is. They know they have a brother. All five of the Vadoim know that they had a brother that just died that left over a Yevama. The problem is, each one doesn't know who his Yevama is. Now, why is that an issue? It's very simple. Because if someone is going to be Miyabim, quote-unquote, a Yevama, that's not his Yevama, he's going to be over a loisa, say, of loisiya, isha, samesa, chutza, lijzar. If the person gets it right, he's mekayim a mitzvah, asadei, reis, of Yevama, yavayala. But if he gets it wrong, he's actually being over a loisa, say. So to tell each one of these boys, just go be Miyabim, one of these women, that's a problem. Because there's actually an 80% chance that each one of them is going to violate a law in the Torah of loisiya, isha, samesa, chutza. So the Mishnah says, what's the eight? It's very simple. Arba chotzen la'achatz ve'echad miyabe moisa. Four of these vadoim, four of these brothers that are alive, should do chalitza to each one of these women, and then the fifth one will be able to do yibum. Why does that work? Because mamanafshach, if the one that's being miyabim is being miyabim his yavama, so he's being mekayim the mitzvah of yibum. And if he's not being miyabim the yavama, there's no isaloisiyah eches hamesa chutz lishzar, because the real brother already did chalitza. So mamanafshach, that is going to work, says the Mishnah. So once one of the yavamas receives four chalitzas and a yibum, then who, the one that did yibum, the shloisha, and the other three brothers, chotz and la'achas, they should now do chalitza to the next one of the yavamas, and another one of the brothers should do yibum, nimtzu. And if you're going to follow this seder, it's going to come out that arba chalitzas for yibum l'chalachas v'achas, that each one of these yavamas will have received four chalitzas and a yibum. But the bottom line is, that's the way we'll make sure that no one's violating the Isser and the Torah of Loistzia Eishas HaMesa Chutzal Lishzar. So the Gemara makes a very obvious comment on the Mishnah. Again, not a lot of Chidushim, but just applying Yisoidus that we know to all these different cases that Chazal gave us. So it says the Gemara, when we say that each one of the Yivamas has to have four Chalitzas and a Yibum, it has to be done in that order. First the four Chalitzas and afterwards Yibum. But if you're going to do Yibum first, it's not going to be good. Because there's a Chashash, not for sure, but there's a possibility that the brother is not going to be miyabim his yavam. And if that's the case, and she didn't get chalitza yet from the right yavam, so it will turn out that he's violating the iser of loisiya eshes hamesa chutzal lishzar. Says the Gemara, one more question. Mayhu v'shloisha chotzen lachas. So the Mishnah seemed to get a little specific in terms of how we want this halacha to happen. Meaning, you have these five yavamas, and you have these five brothers. We know that one brother matches up with one Yevama, we just don't know with which one. There's a suffix. So what do we do? 4 chalitzes, and then the fifth brother could do yibam. Now the Mishnah said that once we do that with the first yivama, then what we should do is the brother that did yibam, together with three of the other brothers, should do chalitza to the next yivama, and another brother should do yibam. The point is, it sounds like from the Mishnah, we don't want one brother to be miyabim two of the yivamas. Because the Mishnah went out of its way to say that once one of the yivamas received four chalitzas and a yibam, then the brother that did the yibum should be one of the four chaltzen of the next yivama. And the question is, why? Mechatesi. Why can't you have one brother that's going to be miyabim all of them? As long as each one of these yivamas receives four chalitzas, so at that point there's no chash anymore of leisiyesh as a meisachutz lishzar, so that you can technically have the same brother that's going to be miyabim all the yivamas. Now, pre-post-Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom, that wouldn't be an option. But this is pre-Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom. So if it's pre-Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom, why is that not a problem? So the Gemara says that why do we dafka want it to happen in this way? Meaning, why can't you just have the same brother that was miyabim the first yivama be miyabim the second and the third and the fourth and the fifth? We don't want that. The reason is because we're hoping there is a small chance that maybe each one of these yavams are going to end up being miyabim the right yavama, and if that would happen, we'd be mekayim the ikur mitzvah of yavama yava yaleh, which we know from the Ramban and Parshas Vayeshev is a very big deal. So we're hoping, again, statistically, the odds are against us, but there is a possibility that maybe we'll have a special siyata d'shmaya, and maybe we'll get it right, and therefore we want that each one of the yavamim should end up doing yibum to one of the yavamim. You're right, from a pure halachic perspective, it wouldn't have to be that way. In theory, halachically speaking, it would be okay if you would have one brother would be miyabim all then, but if that's the case, there'd be no chance of getting 100% right. Now, you then would know for sure that at least one of these yavamis got yibum, but at the same time, you'd have a 0% chance that all of the yavamis received yibum. So what we want is to give ourselves at least a shot that maybe all of the yavamis are going to receive yibum. And that's why we set it up in a way where the five yavams are all going to do yibum in a way where they're not violating loisiyah, eshes, ameis, achutz, lirzar. How do we accomplish that? By making sure that each one received four chalitzas before any of the yibums happen, but we do it in a way that is at least a chance that maybe this is going to happen. Dachreinim speak out a nice ha'ara in light of a gemara that we learned together in Perak HaChayletz, and that is the Mishnah said that the Zalach, that even pre-Chaim de Rabbeinu Gershom, a person was not supposed to marry more than four wives. It's a gemara. And the reason is based on the fact that the Oin of a Talmud Chacham is me Leil Shabbos L'Leil Shabbos, so that if a person would have more than four wives, it would come out that each wife would receive Oina, which is a biblical obligation that every single husband has to his wife, less than once a chaydash, and that's not something that we want. So there was already a sugya that we don't want a person to have more than four wives. So the Achreinim HaMa'ir, in our case, there were Chamesh Nashim. So if there were Chamesh Nashim, you'd have one person being Miyabim all of the Yavam, so it would come out that he has five wives. That's a Ha'ar. Either way, Zokti Gemar Vayita, Tan Rabbanon, a Braisa that relates to this Halacha, Miktsasan Achim, Miktsasan She'en Achim. What happens if, as relates to the case of the Mishnah, Chamesh Nashim, She'nis Arvav Vladei Seyen, Higdilu Ataruvais V'nasu Nashim Umesu, this Halacha. So what would be if some of the brothers were brothers, and some of the brothers were not brothers? Brothers. Says the Braisma Achin Chaltzin, the brothers do Chalitza, the She'en Achin, and the ones that are not brothers, Miyabmin. So the Gemara, my Kamar, what does that even mean? You can't touch it. Rav Safra said, Hachikam, and this is what it means. Miktsasin Achim and Avim Miktsasin Achim Mino Eim. What would be if some of the brothers that were Achim Mino Av were also Achim Mino Eim? So again, the case is we are all five of these brothers. The ones that were Nesariv died and they left over Achim Mino Av. If they didn't leave over Achim Mino Av, we're not having this conversation because then there's no Yibum. Kiyesh for Achim Yachtav means that they're Achim Mino Av. But what would be if some of the brothers also are achim min ha'aim to the brother that died? If they're achim min ha'aim, then you're going to have an additional issue. And the reason you're going to have an additional issue is because the iser eishes achim min ha'aim is not something that becomes mutter al yedei yibum. It's one of the chamesh esrei noshim that apoytshoi sarei seim v'tzarei sarei seim min ha'chalitza min ha'yibum at soif ha'olam, as mentioned in the Mishnah and Daf Beis. So if there is an additional erva to the eishes ach, for example, she's also an eishes ach min ha'aim, so that would pose another problem. So the Mishnah says the Braisa that in the event that some of the brothers were also Achim and Oem. So Achim and Oem Chaltzin, the ones that are Achim and Oem would never be able to be the ones to do Yibum. Because the whole premise of being able to do Yibum is Mamonav Shach. Either you're getting the right one, in which case you'd be Mekayim the Mitzvah of Yivama Yovel Yolel, and if you get the wrong one, being that she had Chalitza from the right one anyways, because the four did Chalitza before him, so what's the problem? Well, I'll tell you what the problem is. If one of them is an Eishes Achim and Oem, so then it's going to come out, that's an Erva, that Yibum is not Matter, that's an Erva, that Chalitza is not Matter, so you're going to end up having a problem. So says the Braisa, that brother that's also Achim and Oem is for sure going to be the one that's going to have to do Chalitza of Achim and Oem, but the ones that Achim and Oem, he'd be able to do Yibum. Another Halacha says the Gemara that this Braisa means, Miktsasim Kayhanim. What would be if some of these brothers are also Kayhanim? So again, the one that's the Kayin, this is Pashit, would not be able to be the brother that does Yibum. We're saying four brothers do Chalitza, then one do Yibum. Why? Because maybe one of the brothers that did Chalitza actually did a real Chalitza, because he was the brother that was the real Yavam. His Chalitza is a Chalitza, which would render her a Chalutza. If she's a Chalutza, so now a Kohen is not allowed to marry her, because a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Chalutza, says the Braisa. What would be if Miktsasan Kehanim, Miktsasan Achim and Aim? What if some of the brothers are Kehanim and the other brothers Achim and Aim? Then Elov Elov Chalitza Miyavim. Well, no one's going to end up doing Yibum. Meaning, there's nothing wrong with all five brothers just doing Chalitza, and then these women are free to marry anyone that they want. We're trying to figure out a way for them to be able to do Yibum. So the Mishnah said, there's a way. Let four brothers do Chalitza, and then the fifth brother will do Yibum. And really, in theory, it could be the same brother that will be Miyabim all five. The Mishnah says, L'chatchila, let's hope that maybe each brother gets the right Yivam, and as a result, all five of them will be Mekayim the Ikra Mitzvah, which is Yibum. Now, what happens if you can't do Yibum? Because there's an Eishes Achmin or Ein problem? Or one of them is a Kayin, and being that the only time you can do Yibum is after Chalitza, Kayin can marry a Chalutza? Zanachanami. So in that case, you'll only end up doing Chalitza. Tan Rabbanon. Another Braisa, which is really Me'inyin Le'inyin, Ba'oise Inyin to the entire Perek. The Perek Noisen Alo Anusa Vala Mafuta. So the Gemara says, this is essentially very similar and reminiscent of the riddles that we had in that Tzadik Zayin on the base. Tanu Rabban and Abrais. Yesh choyleitz le'imoy misafik. It's possible for a person to do chalitza to his mother misafik. Lachoyse misafik. It's possible that a person will do chalitza to his sister misafik. Levita misafik. And it's possible that a person will do chalitza to his daughter misafik. Keitzad. What's the case? Meaning, how's it possible that a person will do chalitza to his mother? That one first. Imoy v'isha acheres. A person's mother and another woman. Ulehen shnei schar. They had two sons. So, two women. Each one had a son. Very nice. The Chazru v'yoldu shnei scharim. And then each one of these women had another boy. B'machve. B'machve means literally hidden. The point is that they mixed up the children, like in our Mishnah, there was a taruvos, and each one doesn't know who their son is. So you have two women that have a son. They know exactly who he is. They each just gave birth to another boy, but the boys got confused. So each one of these mothers is not really sure which one is her son. Okay. What happened was the two sons that they knew who they were, so let's give these two women names, Rachel and Leah. Rachel has a son, and Leah has a son. They also just gave birth to another son, but the sons got confused. So really, Rachel and Leah each have two sons. One is a Vadai, and the other one is this Safik. The other one is this Taruvas. What happened was Rachel's son, the Vadai, married Leah. And Leah's son, the Vadai, married Rachel. What happened? Umesu b'loy banim, and then they ended up dying, and they left over no children. So what happened was these two women, Rachel and Leah, the two mothers, just fell to Yibum. Who they fall Yibum to? To the two husbands. Who are the two husbands? Well, Rachel fell to Yibum to Leah's son's brother, and Leah fell a Yibum to Rachel's son's brother. Here's the problem. They don't know who the brother is. So being that there's a suffix who the brother is, if they're going to do Yibum, there's a chance they're going to be Miyabim their own mother. Because they don't know who it is. A 50-50 chance that she's your mother, she's not your mother. So obviously, we're not going to take that kind of risk, and we're not going to allow a Yibum to take place. So what are we going to do? We're going to tell them you should do Chalitza. So you can end up doing Chalitza to both. There's no other way to get around this. Oh, you're telling them to do Chalitza to both. It's going to come out that each one of these brothers just did Chalitza to their mother, albeit misafik. So what's the case if yesh choylitz lima misafik? That's the case. Lachoytze misafik heitzad. What's a case where a person could do chalitza to a sister misafik? Drop more complicated. Heitzad imoy v'isha acheres. There was a woman, a person's mother, and there was a isha acheres. essentially two women. They gave birth to two daughters in this hidden context, meaning the children got mixed up. What happened was, so you had two women, they gave birth to Nekevois. There's a piece, a very important piece of information that's missing in the Gemara as relates to this case, and that is that each one of these two women also had Shnei Scharim. They each had sons. Very important. These two sons were only sons min ho'em, meaning they were sons from a different husband. So again, you have two women that just gave birth to a girl from their respective husbands. Each one of these women have a son from a previous marriage, which means that these two boys just had a sister, but only a half-sister. An achoisoi minoe. Who's their sister? They don't know. They're not sure. The kids got mixed up. So they don't really know who it is. Now, these two brothers that are achim minoeim to these two girls that got mixed up also had brothers. The brothers were achim min ha'av. Can't have a Yavamis case if they're not achim min ha'av. Those two brothers were achim min ha'av. Uvo achim shloi mo'yisra'im. Their brothers from a different mother, meaning achim min ha'av, went v'nasum, and they married these two sisters, which is okay, because these sisters are, from the Achim min ha'av's perspective, their brother's sister, but not their own sister. They're their brother min ha'av's sister min ha'aim. It's their half-brother's half-sister. So you're allowed to marry them. So the two brothers min ha'av married these two sisters, Umesu b'lay banim, and they ended up dying, and there were no children. So what happened? These two sisters just fell a yibum to the two brothers of the brothers that died. The problem is the sisters are achoyos min ha'aim to the two brothers. Now, only one of them is. The other one isn't. But there's a 50-50 chance if this brother now is going to do yibum to his ach min ha'av's yivam, that he might be miyabim achoyos min ha'aim. That's not okay. Those are not odds that we're willing to live with. As a result, what are they going to have to do? Chalitz l'shneim. They're going to have to do chalitza. Nimtza chalitza l'chaisa misafik. It's going to come out that you ended up doing chalitza to your sister misafik. L'pita misafik. How's it possible that a person would have to do chalitza to his daughter? What's that case? Ishtoi v'isha acheres. Person had a wife. And there was another man that also had a wife. Shin yoldu shnei nekevas. There were two women, again, in the maternity ward. And they both gave birth to Nekevois. B'machveh. It was done b'machveh, and as a result, these two girls got mixed up. Uvo acheyem v'nosum. And what happened was, the fathers of these two daughters, their brothers went and married these two girls, which is something they were allowed to do. Why? Because a person's allowed to marry basachoysai. A person's allowed to marry his niece. It's in the Tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, with the famous Tshuva from the night of Yehuda. But the point is, Dina the Gemara, this is certainly something that you're allowed to do. And they ended up dying with no children. So it comes out, what happened? So right now, these two girls are going to fall a yibum to these two men's brothers. The problem is that the brothers are each maybe the father of these two girls. It's a 50-50 chance that the Yevamin might be their father. As a result, we're not going to do Yibum. What are we going to do? We're going to do Chalitza. Zechayil Tzabita Misafik. It's going to come out that each one ended up doing Chalitza Misafik. We're not done. Tanya. We learned it. Rameyer used to say. It's interesting. The Rameyer flaked Zogin. I mean, this was something, it sounds like, was Margul Bepume the Rameyer, right? Like in Pirkei Avos, Hu Hoya Omer. The Rishonim say, what's the Hu Hoya Omer in Pirkei Avos? The whole Pirkei Avos is things that these Tanaim used to walk around saying. So Rameyer used to say this. Ishvi Isha. It's possible to have a husband and a wife. They can give birth to five nations. So we don't mean in the sense of Avram and Sarah, right? Avram was Av Hamoyim Goyim. We don't mean that he's the father of many, many great nations. What we mean is that it's possible for a couple, they had five children, and the halachic status of each one of these children is different. To the point we look at them as if they're five nationalities. They're Chamesh Umoy. Says the Gemara Ketzad. How's that possible? Very Gishmak. Yisrael Shalachach Eved V'Shivcha Menashok. There was a Yid that bought an Eved and a Shivcha Menashok. So the Eved and the Shivcha were Oivdei Keichafim. Ulehem Shnei Banim. The Eved and the Shivcha had two sons. So the two children of the Eved and Shivcha are like their parents. They're also Oivdei Keichafim. Now we know that when a Yisrael buys an Eved Kanani or a Shivcha Kananis, he's supposed to be Megayer them. And when he's Megayer them, they don't become full-fledged Yidden, they become Yisraelim B'mikzas. But we also know, because we learned the sugyas in Perek HaChayilid, that they only become Yidden, even Yisrael B'mikzas, if they go through some sort of Geiris process. If they don't go through a Geiris process, then they remain Oivdei Kechav. So what happened was, there was a Yid who bought an Eved and a Shivcha in Ashok, and he wasn't Megayer them yet. As a result, they're all Oivdei Kechafim. Okay, v'niskayer echad mehem, one of them was Megayer. Nimtza echad ger, v'echad Oivdei Kechafim. So as it relates to these two children, so the couple, the parents that are going to have this very, very chashim and mishpacha, they're going to have five umois, they're an Eved and a Shivcha. That's the way it starts. So you have an Eved and a Shivcha, full-fledged Oivdei Kechafim, they have two children, they're both Oivdei Kechavim. One of them becomes a ger, so now one is an Oivdei Kechavim, and the other one is a ger. Okay, tefillin l'shem avdus. What would be in the event that he was toivel the Eved and the Shivcha that he purchased l'shem avdus? Once he's toivel them l'shem avdus, then what happens? Then they become Yisrael b'miktas. V'nizkuku l'zeh l'zeh. If afterwards they had a child, harei kan ger v'Oivdei Kechavim v'Eved. So then what's that child going to be? The child's going to be an Eved. That's very easy. If an Eved Kanani and a Shivcha Kananis Eved child, there's not a lot of ambiguity here. Straightforward, the child is also an Eved. So as a result, you have one child now that's a Ger. He was the one that was Megayer. One is Oivdei Kechavim. He was born before they even had the Geiris B'miktzas, and the other one was born after the Geiris B'miktzas. Shichra as a Shivcha. What would be if the Odin now was Meshachra the Shivcha? If he was Meshachar the Shivcha, she becomes a full-fledged Yisraelis. Uba leha ha'eved. And then the Eved had another child with her. It's her husband. Had another child with her. Now it's already a problem. Why? Because now that she's Meshachar, she's technically a Yisraelis. He's still an Eved. So really, they're not allowed to be together. Abba l'maisa, their husband and wife, they already had three children together. They had a fourth child. So what's the halachic status of that fourth child? He's a fourth Uma. Why? Harikan gerba v'kechavim, the Eved umamzer. As the Gemara is going to say in a minute, because we're going according to the Manda Amar, Reb Meir held, Eved v'kechavim haba bas Yisrael. Havad Mamzer, we know from learning Yavam, is one of the biggest machloikas of all time. So the Tana Rameir was of the opinion that Havad Mamzer, so now you have a fourth child that's going to be a Mamzer. Shichr Shnei, what happens if the Adai now was Meshachr, the Eved as well, so they're both Meshachr, the Siyan Zelazer, now they were able to get married, Bechuppah, Bekedushin, Gedas Moshe of Yisrael, and they had another child. Oh, that child's a regular Yid. Harei Kanger, Vavi Kachavin, the Eved, Umamzer, the Yisrael. So it comes out that this couple had five children, and the five children are five Umbois. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, really the question we've been asking now for a few dafin, Micro Mashmalon, like, what's the Chiddush exactly? I mean, it's very nice. It's a brain teaser. But at the end of the day, we knew all this. So if we knew all this, what exactly is the Chiddush? And the Gemara says, no. Here there is a chiddush. It's amazing how often the Gemara comes back to this. This was apparently a tremendous point of debate amongst the Tanam, and the whole purpose of Reb Meir, and the reason we're mentioning this, again, you have to know why this was Margul B'Pumei. But Reb Meir used to say, and the punchline really was that one halach. He was trying to bring out that it's five umais, not four umais. Because Oivdei Kechavim, Eved Abav, Bas Yisrael, the halach is Avlad Mamzer, Tana Rabban. Again, we're not done. Yesh Meicher as Aviv. Another classic. It's possible for a person to sell his father, lahagvois imay ksubasa, so that his mother should be able to collect her ksuba. Okay, it's that. Person selling his father, so the mother should collect the ksuba. How do you even start such a case? So the Gemara says like this. Yisrael lokach eved v'shivcha min ashok. It was Yisrael, he bought an eved and a shivcha min ashok. Ulehem ben, they had a son. Okay, the son, like his parents, have the zel b'yichis, which is, he's an eved and a shivcha. V'shichr es ha-shivcha. Then, the father was Meshachr the Shivcha, the Nosa, and he himself married her. So now, the Odoin, not the father, the Odoin is married to the Shivcha. He was Meshachr, and then he married her. The Amad, and then he wrote his will, the Kasav Kol Nechasav Libna. He gave all the Nechasim over to her son, who's an Eved. Nimtza, what's going to happen is, when he dies, Zeh Meicher as Aviv, he may sell his father, His father's still an Eved. He was never Meshachar the Eved. He was only Meshachar the Shivcha. Which means that being that this child just yarshined everything, he yarshined his father, there's a possibility he's going to have to sell his father lahagvois li'imay ksubasa, so that he should have to pay up the ksuba to his mother. I mean, his mother's going to come to her son and she's going to say, give me the ksuba. My husband died. Who's my husband? You're Adain. And I know he gave you all the nechasim. And as a result, you owe me ksuba. So I want my ksuba. See, I'll tell you the truth, I'm not liquid right now. You caught me at a very, very bad time. So I'm going to have to sell off one of my assets. Hi, who do you want to sell? I'm going to sell my father. This is all Rameya, by the way. Yesh moicheres aviv lahagvois imay ksuba. So it's possible that something was scammed. So again, the Gemara asks the immortal question, like, what's exactly the chiddush? What's exactly so newsworthy about this? So the Gemara, I'll tell you what the chiddush is. Chulu Rameya. Because it's all Rameir. The Avdon Metaltali, and essentially what we're saying over here is, we know that Avda is Metaltali, and Eved is treated like Metaltalin. And the Chiddush is Metaltali Mishtabli Luxuba, that the Metaltalin is Meshubid for Luxuba. Meaning, in the event that a man dies, and there's Yarshim, the Yarshim, Yarshim, all the Nechasim, and the woman wants to collect her Luxuba, so really the Nechasim are Meshubid, there's a lien that collateralized against the Luxuba. What if there's only Metaltalin? What if there's no Karka? So that's a big Sugi, Mesachtis Luxubas, whether we say Metaltalin is Meshtabli Luxuba, it's not Meshtabli Luxuba. You know what Ramey wanted to bring out? He was just trying to bring out this one point. He wanted to bring out one Nakuda, and that is Metaltalin Meshtabli Luxuba. How did he bring out that point? Because Yesh Moicher Aviv Lahagvois Li'ibay Ksubasa, and as a result, oh, an Eved? You're selling an Eved? Eved's Lach Metaltalin. Oh, must be Metaltalin Meshtabli Luxuba. Be by same thing, Mara says, Hokamash, maybe if I care. What he wanted to say was, Avdik Mekarka, I mean, that really he holds that an Eved is karka. And that's why it's Meshubad L'Ksuba. Because Metaltli itself is really Lo Meshtabli L'Ksuba. So really it sounds like the reason why Meir said these two halachas is because he wanted to say over what he thought was a very important halacha, and he wanted to say it in a memorable way. Right? That's what it sounds like. That he was trying to bring it out in a way. There's a Goyen that comes to mind now that says something like this in Perek B'Mem Adlikin. I think it's on Daf. But the point is that sometimes Chazal, when they wanted to bring out something in a way that people should remember it, so there was an idea that they would say it in a way that they knew people weren't going to forget. So Rameyer felt that if he says that Ish the Isha Pamish Malid and Chamish Umois, and it's predicated on the fact that if you have the Eved Abba Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer, people are going to remember if you have the Eved Abba Bas Yisrael Avlad Mamzer. And if you wanted to bring out the point either that Metalti Mishtabdi Liksuba or that Avdi is Kemekarkudami, and Iba Yisem in the Gemara, we're not even sure what the point was, but he felt if he says Yesh Moicher is Aviv LaHagvei Imay Ksubasa, this is something you're not forgetting so fast, especially if it was higher at Meir Ayman, and certainly you're not forgetting it so fast. And as a result, he felt this was a good way for him to be able to make his point. Zok the Mishnah weiter, and this next Mishnah is very much Me'inyin Le'inyin Ba'oisai Ha'inyin. Zok the Mishnah Ha'isha Shenis Arev Vlado Bevlad Kalasa. So again, there were two women, they both gave birth to a boy. And the boys got mixed up. They were nisarif. But there's one knetch over here. And that is the two women are related to each other. It was a mother and a daughter-in-law. So Ha'isha, that's the mother. She nisarif lada. Her child got mixed up. Vlad Kalasa with the child of her daughter-in-law. Yigdilu hataruvois. In the event that these children got older. Vinasu nashim. And they got married. Umesu. And they died. And they were brothers. Meaning the Isha and the Kala. They both had sons. So the halacha is, B'nei HaKala, Cholsam V'lei Miyabim. As it relates to the B'nei HaKala, they have to do Chalitza, they can't do Yibum. And the reason is, because the Kala's other son is, in the event that he chooses to do Yibum, either he's being Miyabim Eshes Achiv, which is fine, or he's being Miyabim his aunt. Right? Because it's Isha V'Kalosnoi. So really, it's an aunt and a niece that are falling the Yibum now. So, being that an aunt is an Erva, it's Eishas Achi Yaviv, so it's for that reason you can't do Yibum, because there's a 50-50 chance that you're being Miyabim Eishas Achiv, which is good, Because that's mutter b'makim yibum, but it might also be eishes achiyav, which is not good. So the Mishnah says, so what do they have to do? Chalsav lemiyabim, and the reason is, who suffik eishes achiv, suffik eishes achiyav, and as a result, it's going to be a problem. Bnei haskena. However, as it relates to the son of the skena, of the isha, not the kalasa, of the baba, as it relates to her son, oy chalsav lemiyabim. If he wants to do yibum, he could do yibum. Why? She suffik eishes achiv. What are the two tzadim? That maybe he's being miyabim the eishes ach, or maybe. Or maybe it's his niece, the Eishes Ben Achiv. Oh, Ben Achiv is mutter. Again, this is something that's okay. And Meman of Shach, it's fine. Amida Meman of Shach, it's fine. So therefore, if he wants to do Yibum, he would be able to do Yibum. Meso HaKsherim. What would be if not the Taruvos died, but the Ksherim died? Now, the Gemara is going to be Medayik. Ksherim, it sounds like the Taruvos Apsulim. The Taruvos are not Apsulim. They just don't know who their Yichus is. But they shouldn't be Apsulim. So the Gemara is going to say Ksherim doesn't really mean Ksherim, means Vadoim. So in the event that the Vadoim died, so the Aloch is a Taruvos, same Aloch, a Taruvos of Bnei Askenu, Chalzim Bnei Miyabim. The Taruvos, meaning now it's the brothers that are the Taruvos that are the Yevamim. So as it relates to the Taruvos of towards the Bnei Zakena, they would have to do Chalitza and they wouldn't be able to do it. Shesavik Eishes Achiv, Eishes Achiyavim. Because the Tzad, it might be Eishes Achiyavim. It might be your sister. In law, which is fine, b'makom yibum, but it might be your aunt, which is not fine. However, the b'nei hakala, as it relates to the taruva, is towards the b'nei hakala, that already, they want, they could do chalitza, if they want, they could do yibum, and the reason is, because even if they get it wrong, it's their niece, and the niece is anyways going to be mutter. Another halacha, koyhenesh and esarei vlada, devlad shivchasa. So there was a koyhenesh, and it's just koyen. She gave birth to a baby. There was also the shifcha of a kohen. She also gave birth to a baby. And the two babies got mixed up. So we don't know who is the daughter of the eishes kohen, or the son of the eishes kohen. And we don't know who is the child of the shifcha of the kohen. So the halacha is like this. A whole shulchan aruch. Number one. Harei elu oichlam etrumah. Both of these children are allowed to eat truma. And the reason is, memon of shachtei could eat truma. The child of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. It's yilid beisai. The Eved of a Kayin is allowed to eat Truma. It's Kenyan Kaspoy. Some amount of Tatshach, this child will be able to eat Truma. So that's not a problem. Additionally, V'cholkin Chelek Echad Begoyim. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. The Inim Metamel Mason. These children can't be Metamel Mason. So let's say they were Meshachr now, this Eved Kanani, or even not. But the point is, they can't be Metamel Mason. And the reason is because right now, each one of these children is a Sofik Kayin. And a coin is not allowed to be metam l'meis. Ve'ein noisim noshim, ben ksheirois, ben psulois. The halachas, these children can't get married, not to ksheirois, and not to psulois. Right? This is reminiscent of the Chatzi Evan and the Chatzi Ben Chayrin. And the reason is, they can't marry ksheirois, because one of them is Dacha Eved. And Eved Kanani can't marry a gosher. He can't marry psulois, because one of them is a coin, being that each one doesn't know who he is. So therefore, no one's allowed to get married. Higdil wa taruva is, what happens if they got older? V'shichru zezeh, and they were meshachar each other. Meaning, now, this Eved Kanani was meshachar. So then the halach is noisin, noshim, ruyis, lakuhuna. Now they could get married. Because now even the Eved Kanani, now that he's meshuchr, he's a regular Yisrael. If he's a regular Yisrael, so now what's the halach? If he wants to get married, that's Moshe Yisrael, he can't. However, he's only allowed to marry a woman that a kohen's allowed to marry. Because he might be a kohen. So himself, that he might be a kohen, he can only marry someone that's ruyis, lakuhuna. They ain't a metam of the mason, they can't be metam of the mason. Why? One of them is a kohen. And being that each one doesn't know who is the Kayin, so therefore he can't be Metam Lameis. Let's say they were Metam Lameis, ain't Saifin Nesarabam, no Malkus. So Misafik, you can't be Metam Lameis, but Misafik, we're also not going to punish you if you do. They ain't an Oichlin Truma, now they can't eat Truma. None of them can eat Truma. Why? When this Eved Kanani was an Eved, he was Kenyan Kaspi, he was able to eat Truma. But now that he was freed, he's not Kenyan Kaspi anymore. Obviously, when an Eved Kanani gets free, he doesn't become a Kayin. So he's a Yisrael. And being that he's a Yisrael, so the halach is that he can't eat Truma. So now Misafik, none of them can eat Truma. Vim Achul, let's say they did eat Truma. So the halach is they're not going to pay Keren V'chaymish. So a czar that eats Truma in certain instances would have to pay Keren V'chaymish. Over here, you can't be Mechayiv them Keren V'chaymish. Because each person, you're going to tell them, I want you to pay your Keren V'chaymish. They'll say, prove to me that I'm not a Kayin. You can't prove it. And as a result, they won't have to pay Karen V'chaymish. At the same time, they can't go to the Goyren, they can't collect Truma. Because the Yisrael is going to tell him, prove to me that you're a Kayin, I'll give you Truma. You can't prove it, I'm not giving you Misafik. Let's say they have their own Truma. So the halach is, if they have their own Truma, they can't eat it. Why? Because again, each one has a Safik that maybe is not a Kayin. But at the same time, no Kayin can take it from them. Because so what they would do is they would sell the truma take the money, and the money already they'd be able to benefit from. They can't walk into the Beis HaMikdash during the Mishmaris and expect to get chalukah from all the matnas kahuna and all the kachim that's being doled out. They ain't noisin lehem kachim. In general, you can't give them any kachim. They ainon moitzin shalehem yadem. You also can't force them to give you their kachim, their matnas kahuna. Because again, it's always a moitzin mechavari all over right. Uptur min azraya, umin al chayayim in akeva. Those are matnas kahuna that Yisrael had to give to a kohen from his behemoth chulin. Ubechayre, as relates to his bechayre, yeroya achi yistoyev. You have to let it graze until it develops a moon. Rashi explains this based on a sugi mesachtes b'chayres. The noisin and olive. In general, the point is we give them chumre kehanim, the chumrisim. They have all the chumres of kehanim, and they have all the chumres of Yisrael. Zok the heilige gemara. So the Mishnah mentioned a case that was similar to the Mishnah that we began with, and that is you had women that gave birth to children, and all the children were nesarif. So in this Mishnah, you had two women that had children. The children were nesarif. The two women were ha'isha v'kalasa. It was a mother and a daughter-in-law, or a mother-in-law and a daughter-in-law. So that was the relationship. They had children, and the Mishnah spoke out the case. And the Mishnah mentioned what happens if the Bnei HaTaruvos got married and died with no children, or what happens if the brothers, the ones who were the Vadaim, got married and had no children. And we described in the Mishnah the Vadaim as being Ksherim. So we already spoke this out when we learned the Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Mesu HaKsherim V'chule. El Hanach Mishum De'Yarevlu Havalu Psulim. If you're calling the Vadaim Ksherim, then it's implied that the ones that are Sveikos are really Psulim. Just because they were Nesarev, that's the reason you should refer to them as Psulim. Rapapa, Rapapa said, you're right, change the gears in the Mishnah. Ema Mesu HaVadaim. Not Mesu HaKsherim, but the Vadaim. And that is true. They're the Vadaim, and the other ones are the Sveikas. L'bnei HaKala, Echot Choyleitz V'chul. So what did the Mishnah say? That as it relates to the Bnei HaKala, so then you can do Chalitza, and you can do Yibam. Right? We said that going towards the Skena, you can't ever do Yibam because there's a suffix that you might be Miyabin Eshes Achiyaviv. But as it relates to the Bnei HaKala, Meman of Shach, you'd be able to do Yibum. However, the Mishnah said, Echot Chalitz v'echa b'yabim, and the Gemara speaks out what it spoke out already early in the Sugi, Dafle Michat Vada Yibume, it has to be first Chalitz and then afterwards Yibum. Avivume v'reit Shalab, you can't first do Yibum. Why not? The Kepagab Yavam al-Shach. Because again, we're not sure who the right Yavam is. I mean that we're not sure who the right Yavam is, so if the wrong Yavam does Yibum first, he's being overloisiya HSM Esachutz al-Lirzah. So the first thing we need to do is we need to get a Chalitza out of the way. Once we do a Chalitza, then the next brother could do Yibum Mamon of Shach. If he's the right brother, then he's doing Yibum. And if he's the wrong brother, that means the right brother already did Chalitza. And if that's the case, everything is going to be fine. The Mishnah said, Koyhenes Shenesari V'chula. So really, today's daf into tomorrow's daf is going to really conclude this discussion with a digression. And that is, the Mishnah was then discussed, what happens if there was a Koyhenes that had a child, and her Shifcha also had a child, and the children got mixed up. So the Mishnah said, a whole bunch of halachas as it relates to these two children. One of them was, V'cholkin chelek echad begayrin, that they can go together to the Goyrin, and the Goyrin is where the Yisrael was, that's where he used to tell his Tumas HaMaisris, and they can take a chelek echad. So the Gemara says, chelek echad pshita. It's pashat they take a chelek echad. I mean, it sounds like there's some sort of havamina that they can take a double portion. Whatever portion the kohen would be entitled to, so now his son can take and his eved could take. But because there's a son and an eved and there's a suffolk, who's the son and who's the eved, they should be entitled to a double portion. So whatever the halachas of portions are, but there's no reason it should be entitled to a double portion. So the Gemara says, chelek echad pshita. So the Gemara says, Eima chelek ke'echad, not chelek echad, but rather chelek ke'echad. What does that mean? Tanan kemando amar in cholkin truma le'evet elam kein rabo yimai. There's a halacha that the word tanam that held, as we're about to see, that you're not allowed to give truma to an evet unless his master is there with him. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says that you have to give them chelek echad. Chelek echad means they would have to come together. The reason they would have to come together is because an evet kanani is allowed to eat truma, but you're not allowed to give an evet kanani truma in the Goyen, as we're about to see why. That's not something you're allowed to do. So being that these two brothers, each one's a suffolk, it might be an Eved. So if they want to go now and take Truma, they would have to come together. Otherwise, they wouldn't be able to take it. And that's what it means. Not Chelek Echad, but it means Chelek Ke Echad. They have to come tzizamen. That's the only way they're allowed to take it. Otherwise, they would get nothing. And the Gemara says that it's really the Tanya. It's based on the following brayse. In chol k'truma le'evet elam kein rabbi ima divi Rabbi Yehuda. It was Rabbi Yehuda shita. Rabbi Yehuda held you're not allowed to give truma to an evet kanani. Again, an evet kanani of a koyin is allowed to eat truma, but you can't be choylik truma to him unless his master's with him. Rabbi Yosi said he disagrees. Yachol sheyoymer, a person is allowed to go. This suffix in our Mishnah would be able to go to the Gerin and take Truma, and he could say like this, If I'm the son of a Kohen, give me out son of a Kohen. If I'm an Eved of a Kohen, give me out Eved of a Kohen. And it's because Rabbi Yosi holds that there's no such halacha that you're not allowed to be Chaylik Truma to an Eved Kohen Shaloi Bifnei Rabbi. So really what we have is, what emerges is a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. Are you allowed to give truma in the Goyrin to the Eved of a Kanani to the Eved of a Kohen if his master is not there? According to Rabbi Yehuda, in Chol and Truma, the Eved Elm can Rabbi Imoy. According to Rabbi Yosi, you would be allowed to. What is it, Chapanaf Gemina in our Mishnah? Why are we talking about this? Because the Mishnah said, Becholk and Chelik Echad, Begayrin, is a Chelik Echad, is a Chelik Echad. That's a little bit of a discussion over here. But the Gemara says, so what's the Hezbollah in the Machloikis? So the Gemara says, very Gishmach. Bim Kaimish Rabbi Yehuda, in the land, in the city, in the Shtot, in the Shtetl, in the Kehila of Rabbi Yehuda, they would be Maila Mitchum Ali Yuchsen. Meaning, they felt that if they saw a person collecting Trum in the field, must be he's a Meyuchas, must be he's a Kayan. That's why Rabbi Yehuda said, you can't let an Eved Kanani do it. Because they're going to see the Eved Kanani, they're going to think he's a Kayin, and they're going to treat him like a Meyuchis. Next thing you know, he gets the first Aliyah. The next thing you know, he's Duchening. And the next thing you know, he's doing a Shein HaShidduch. That's not okay. He's an Eved Kanani. You can't do that. And because he held Maile Mitzvah Liyuchsin, and that was the way they feared Zechanis Kehilo, so he paskin. He had no choice. Right? The opposite of that. And therefore he said, no, you can't allow him to go and collect Truma. They didn't do it. And therefore Rabbi Yosi says, I don't know what the problem is. No, nothing is going to come from it. No one's going to think he's a Kayin because they were not mind the Truma Liyuchsin. We learned it in a braise, so I'm going to end with this. We always talk about the Miyamais. Right? In Kotsk, they used to ask, what's your miyamai? So this is an interesting miyamai. Miyamai lo he'adeti ela edos achas. He said, there was only one time in my life that I ever said edos, and it didn't work out well. The helu ever the kun alpi. And based on my edos, they ended up taking an eved, and they treated him like a kohen, and it wasn't good. So the Gemara says, helu solkadaitach, could this have really happened? So the Gemara hash, do behemten shel tzadikin eina kadosh baruch hu mevi takol al yodon. Tzadikin atzman lo yikoshken. So Rashi, what does it mean, behemten shel tzadikin in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takol al yaday. So Rashi says, Chamoiroi shel Rab Pinchas ben Yair, chulin dav zayin. We know the Chamoiroi Pinchas ben Yair wouldn't eat tevel. So because the Chamoiroi Pinchas ben Yair wouldn't eat tevel, so says the Gemara, Madach behendet shel tzadik HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takol al yaday. How could it be that the Hilig Rabbi Loza bar tzadik, he himself, there would have been such a takol that came al yaday. So the Gemara says, you're right. Ele'ema bikshu lahal v'sev adekun al pi. They wanted to do it, but ultimately they didn't do it. What was this mice? So what almost happened? What was the mistake? What did Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik do that was so wrong? So the Gemara says, that Chaza, Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik saw the Asri the Rabbi Yosi. He saw Rabbi Yosi shtat that there was a person, there was an Eved that was collecting, he was collecting Truma. The Azal, the Asri, the Asri the Rabbi Yehuda. And he testified in Rabbi Yehuda's shtat, they showed this person, I saw him in the Goyrin collecting Truma. Now in Rabbi Yehuda's shtat, they were Maila Mitruma Liyuchsin. I mean, they were Maila Mitruma Liyuchsin. So what essentially happened was they thought this person must be a Kayan. But the emes is in Rabbi Yehuda's shtat, because they were Maila Mitruma Liyuchsin, so they made sure that they would never allow an Eved Kanani to be able to collect Truma in the Goyrin. In Rabbi Yosi's thought, they were not Ma'ilim Truma Liyuchsin, so they did allow the Eved Kanani. So Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik sees something happen in Rabbi Yosi's thought, he doesn't realize, and he's made on in Rabbi Yehuda's thought. The problem is, the wires were crossed here, because he's saying something in Rabbi Yosi's thought, which is okay in Rabbi Yosi's thought, but would not be okay in Rabbi Yehuda's thought. And being that he took the Eidos and basically walked into Rabbi Yehuda's thought and Zayin But they did him. And he said, this person, I saw him collecting truma. So everybody said, oh wow, he must be a Kayan. That's Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik meant what he said. Miyomai lo ya'adati ele idus achas the helu ever the kuna alpi. What happened? Because they almost were Maila. Now, what ended up happening? They ended up chopping. Oh, this is Basri the Rabbi Yosi. This is Basri the Rabbi Yehuda. Disaster averted. And like this, everything was able to be K.O. Okay. So just one ha'ara and maybe two. As it relates to the very, very last paragraph of today's daf, and that is Tanya. Amar Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik said, "Miyomai lo ha'adeti ele edus achas vehelu eved lekuhuna alpi." Zokta Gemara. Helu solka daitach. This have really happened. Hashto behemten shal tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takalal yadon. Tzadikim atzman like kolshkein. Even behemten shal tzadikim HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring takalal yadon. So how is it possible that for tzadikim itself it would happen? So Gemara says, you're right. Ele'ema bikshu lahalois ever lakuna alpi. And the Gemara explains what exactly this mistake was. Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, solka daitach hashto behemten shal tzadikim says the following. Nira, deloy garsinole. Tosfos says that as much as this line is a very geschmacka line, and it's an often quoted line in Shas, but I believe that it's really out of place. And the proper girsa in our Gemara should not include the line, Hashta behemten shel tzadikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yodon, tzadikim atzmo lo kolshkein. Why? Delo shayach hach pircha, says Tosfos, because this pircha, this kasha, only belongs b'mokim shachochem atzmoi nichsho b'achilas iser. It only belongs in a sugya with the avera, the nichsho that we're dealing with, is an achilas iser. And then Tosfos says, v'ein laharich kan. This is not the place to be Meirich. Now, Michlal, Hein, Atashemei Olav, from the fact that Tosfos says this is not the place to be Meirich, it's very, very clear that Tosfos was prepared to be Meirich in other places. And the truth is, Tosfos, in several places, Chulun Daf Hei Amid Beis, Shabbos Daf Yud Beis Amid Beis, Gittin Daf Zayin Amid Aleph, and Tosfos in a whole bunch of different places explains a little bit better what he meant when he said that I don't believe that you could be gerus this line of the Gemara, Hashta b'emchel tzadikim ena kodesh baruch hu mevita kol ha'yodon tzadikim atzma le'kolshkin. Tais over there says that although you find that the Gemara does say that a kodesh baruch hu had a special shmira, a kodesh baruch hu protected the behemer of Pinchas ben Yair, and if that's the case, kavuchaymer, Kodesh Baruch Hu would protect the tzaddik from not doing a mitzvah. But Tosfos says that le'umas zeh, there are many rayas from Gemaras that there were tzaddikim that did averus. The most famous Gemara is the Gemara in Shabbos, where the Gemara says Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha once violated the takanas chazal of lo yikra lo oraner. And the Gemara says ule besoyf kosav al pin kosay ani Shmuel ben Elisha korisi v'hatisi l'kishayivane beis hamikdash avichata shmeina. So you see that Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha had a takala that was Baal Yadai. He was Mechal Shabbos B'shoigig. Another Gemara that Tosfos quotes throughout Shas, which is a Gemara that we just learned a few days ago, here in Yevamah Stav Tzadik Vav Amid Beis, where the Gemara told a story that there was once a machloikis between Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yossi regarding a nagar sheyesh b'roishoy glustera. And there was a big machloikis at shekaru sefer Torah b'chamasan. So the Gemara said, karu sol gadaitach. No, it wasn't karu, ele nikra sefer Torah b'chamasan. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma was there, and he said, Tomi aniyim lo yir beis ha-kneseh zu avoydes keichodim v'kach hava. So the Gemara brings a maisa with two tzaddikim, Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yosef. They were arguing in a halacha, and what happened? A sefer Torah was nikra, and that led to this beis ha-kneseh ultimately becoming a beis avoydes zarah. So freight toises throughout Shas, I don't understand. Here we have this piskum of Chazal. Hashto behemten shal tzadikim ena kadosh baruch hu mevita kol ha'yodam tzadikim atzman le'koshkein. And I have Gemaras, we just mentioned two, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha and the Gemara here in Isha Rabbah daf tzadik vavim beizem esach tzivomis. We see that that wasn't the case. Zoch toisvis o yisoid. And that is that you have to say that even though the Gemara said hashto behemten shal tzadikim, however, it's not true for all averos. Oymer Rabbeinu Tam, deloy parich ela gabi midi da'achila. It's only true for midi da'achila. And the reason is, the gnai hu letzadik she'oichel davar iser. Because it's a gnai for a tzadik to eat a davar iser. So says Tosfos, that this, that the Gemara says hashto behemten shal tzadikim, is only when it comes to midi da'achila. That's pshat in our Tosfos, where Tosfos said the ein laharich kan. That's what Tosfos means. Tosfos means to say that in our Gemara, we're dealing with Rabbi Elazar bar Tzadik, who said that I said Eidos, and by mistake, they were Maila and Eved the Kahuna. Zogti Gemara, hashto behemton shal tzadik imena kodesh baruch hu, maybe takol ayodam tzadik imatzmo le koshkein, zog Tosfos nira de le garsinon le. Why not? Because it's not midi da achila. But the avera, the takol that took place over here was we took Eved, and we were Maila him l'yuchsin, which is not okay on any level, but at the same time, it's not midi d'achilo. And Tosfos says, I already proved throughout Shas that the only time you say this klal of hashto behemten shal tzadikim is when it is midi d'achilo. And being that the only time you say it where it's midi d'achilo, so Tosfos says, bal karchach lo garsina. The Chassam Sofer, in his Chedushei Chassam Sofer al Hashas, it's a Masechtas Chulin, Daf Hei Amud Beis says that even though Tosfos says throughout Shas that this klal of Hashta Behemten Shal Tzadikim is only true by Midah D'Achila, just like the Behemah of Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, the Shmira was for him, or for it, not to eat food that wasn't Me'usar, that's the only time this rule applies. But the Chassam Sofer says that I believe not all the Rishonim agree with it. Who doesn't agree with this klal? Zok the Chassam Sofer, the Ran. The Ran is in Chedushei Aran, al Hashas, it's in Masechtas Chulin, it's on Dav Zayin. The Ran over there asks all the kashas that Tosfos asks. That the Gemara says, Behemtin shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevit hakol ha-yodam, tzadikim atzmo lo koshkin. Freak the Ran, ve'im toimar, I have a whole bunch of Gemaras, tarei Rabbi Yishmol migdoi l'Yisrael ha-yo. Ve'kor ve'hito, he has a Gemara with Rabbi Shimon ben Shetach. Ubi yivam esnami yamrin agabi Rabbi Eliezer. Koru seifet Torah, he says Rabbi Eliezer, even though we have the Gersa Rabbi Lozer. Koru seifet Torah b'chamasan. Koru sol kadaitoch, ele nikru seifet Torah ha-yodai. Either way, so break the Ran all of Tosfos kashas, and the Ran says a different teretz. The Ran says Yesh Shloima the Chiyam Rinan Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mevit Hakol Al Yadam Hani Mili Kishein Poishem Bedaver. The only time you say this klal of Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mevit Hakol, that's if the person wasn't poishaya. Avul Gedolei Yisrael Halal. Listen to this Ran. These Gedolei Yisrael, Rabbi Yishmol, for Rabbi Eliezer v'Chaverav. Poshu v'davar. They were all poshaya. The Rabbi Yishmol Hayloi Lachush Divrei Chaverav LaHachmer. He went keneged Chazal. He wasn't Peshaya maybe in the Chil Shabbos, but he was a Peshaya because he was Karol Ramer. For Rabbi Eliezer v'Chaverav, mitoich shabo l'klal kas, bo l'klal chet. And he goes on, he explains other cases as well. So the Ran says a different teretz. Look, the Chassam Sofer, it's poshet. That from the fact that the Ran said a different teretz and he didn't say Tosfos teretz, it's muchach, he didn't hold of Tosfos teretz. And you see, says the Chassam Sofer, even though this Ran, this Tosfos is throughout Shas, but clearly not all the Rishonim agreed with it, Tosfos l'chayra didn't agree with it. The emes is, I think it's poshet, but you see from Rashi and our sugya, that Rashi also didn't hold maybe of this yisoid of Tosfos. Why? Because there's a Rashi on the words in our Gemara behemten shal tzadikim. Rashi says chamoyroi shal Rav Pinchas ben Yair. Now, if Rashi commented on the Gemara, you would think that Rashi was gairasid in the Gemara. Because if Rashi held loy garsinon, then why is Rashi commenting on it? Right, very often the Rishonim prove what girsa Rashi had from the way Rashi sets up a sugya and the way he's mefarish a sugya. So if Rashi is commenting on the words by Hamton Shal Tzadikim, Chamoyre Shal Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, quote end quote, it certainly sounds like he has the words by Hamton Shal Tzadikim in his Gemara. And if Rashi had the words by Hamton Shal Tzadikim in his Gemara, he didn't hold of Tosfos who said Nira the Loy Garsinon Le. Aye, Tosfos Kasha. First past hashto behemten shal tzadikim made a kadosh baruch hu mevit hakol ha-yodon. We're not dealing with midi da'achilo. So the churu would seem that Rashi held like the Ran and the Chassam Sofer is diuk in the Chedushei Aran, and that is that not necessarily did all the Rishonim agree with this chiddush of Tosfos. But at the end of the day, as it relates to Tosfos itself, Tosfos sheet is very clear that the only time we say that there's a special shmira hashto behemten shal tzadikim ein hakadosh baruch hu mevi takol al yodan, the only time this is true is when it comes to midid achila. The Tosfos Rosh in the first parak of Masechtas Chulin, and also in these sugis, in two places in the beginning of Chulin, it's on Daf Hei and it's on Daf Zayin. So some of them are Mekoymes Achulin Daf Hei Amid Beis, and some of them are Mekoymes Achulin Daf Zayin Amid Aleph. But Tosfos over there says Tosfos Yisai. This is the Tosfos Rosh, and in brackets they say as follows: that the Makar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddik is, it says Lo Yuna LeTzaddik Kol Oven. Lo Yuna LeTzaddik Kol Oven. Says the Tosfos Rosh, one of the Rishonim, that the gematria of Kol Oven is Oichel Tame. So you state in Tosfos Rosh that Kol Oven is the gematria Oichel Tame. I saw that Rav Reuven Margolis in one of his forum, he has a hisafah to this Tosfos Rosh. He says Yesh Loimar that Lo Yuna LeTzaddik Kol Oven is Rosh Tevis Lo Yoichel. Lamed Aleph Loi is Loi. That's Loi right there. Yuna LeTzaddik Kol Oven is Yud. Lamid Chaf Aleph, which is Yoichal. So he says, Mamish, very Pashit, Loi, Yuna Litzadik, Kalavin is Loi Yoichal. What's the Makar to say such a shtickle Torah? He doesn't quote the Tosfos Rosh, but it's already a Tosfos Rosh. Tosfos Rosh said that the gematria of Kol Oven is Oichel Tame. So al derech the Tosfos Rosh, Zokra, Reuven Margolis is another knech over here. That lo yu'una letzadik Kol Oven is lo yoichel. But here's the question, and this is going to be the topic of the Ha'ara, and that is, why is Macholas Asur is different? What's the difference? At the end of the day, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddik, so he protects the tzaddik. Why isn't that when it comes to Machalos Asuros, over there, there's a special shmir? Meaning, Tosef Shita is that really you don't have this shmir of Hashtu Behemten Shal Tzaddikim. It's dafka when it comes to Machalos Asuros, over there you have this special shmir, and the obvious question is, what's so special about Machalos Asuros? But the Mahalach in Tosfos, the way the Farshe Tosfos explain it, it's very, very simple. And just behektim one very short, nice Mara Malkim. And that is the Ramah in Yerudea Simen Pei Aleph. So he's discussing the halachos of a mother that nurses. Whether the cholov is kosher milk or non-kosher milk, right? Is an adult allowed to eat the cholov of a menekes if it was in a cup? Additionally, there's halacha that a child shouldn't nurse from a non-Jewish woman. Moshe Rabbeinu says the Ramah, the end of this sifkon, v'chein lo toichal ha-meinekes, afilu Yisraelis dvarim ha-asurim. A meinekes, even a Yisraelis, should not eat non-kosher food. So a meinekes, who's nursing a baby, should be very careful when it comes to machalos asuris. So if there's a Jewish woman who's nursing a baby, make sure you're makbid on kosher. Freik, the taz, it's a pella. You're telling me a shtickle Torah that you have to make sure that a nursing mother is going to eat kosher? Every woman has to eat kosher. Every man has to eat kosher. You have to eat kosher because you have to eat kosher. What does it have to do with the fact that the mother is nursing? Zok detaz, nirali, lefarish, dezem mayri, afilu im yesh lefamim heterli isha lechol dover isser, mipnei pikuach hanefesh, mikomokim leitanaka satinai. Zok detaz, you know what the Ramah's coming to say? The Ramah's saying that if there's a mother that's nursing, she should be extra careful with what she puts in her mouth. And even if she's in a matziv of pikuach nefesh, even in Azazort Matziv, says the Taz, if she has to eat, eat. I mean, obviously, if she has to eat, she has to eat. But then she shouldn't nurse the child anymore. Because it's so important to make sure that the milk that goes into the baby is going to be kosher milk. So even if you have a situation where there's a mother, machmas pikuach nefesh, that has no choice, that's forced right now to go and to eat machalos asuras, okay, you do what you have to do. But at the same time, as it relates to the baby, be careful and make sure you don't nurse the baby. What's the pshat? So it's mavur in this Ramah and in this Taz that Macholos Asurois is, as we know from the Svar Maktoish, a metamtem as alev. But not only is it metamtem as alev, if a person eats Macholos Asurois b'mezid, it's metamtem as alev even if the person would eat it b'shoigig. And it's metamtem as alev even if the person would eat it b'oynis. The case of the Taz is where it was b'kuach nefesh. And even then you see that it's metamtem d'alev. So you see that this idea that Macholos Asurois can make a roisham on a person, it's true, even if the person was forced to eat the Macholos Asurois based on the fact that it was literally b'kuach nefesh. Now, if the person has to, he does it. Of course, it's mutter to do. But at the same time, there's an afkamina la'alocha, mikomokum le'tanaka satinoik, let somebody else nurse the child. Because we don't want that this child should have any machalas asuros inside its milk. You're going to tell me, what do you mean there's machalas asuros? It was all done beheter. If it was done beheter, so what's the problem? The teretz is, even if it was done beheter, but at the end of the day, there is some mitzius of macholos asuros, and that mitzius can transmit over to the child, and it's for that reason you have to be sensitive. Yesterday, we spoke out a classic Meshech Chochman, Parshas Va'aschanan. There's another classic Meshech Chochman, Parshas Va'aschanan, as it relates to what we're discussing right now. And that is, Ramei Simcha says a Dover Nifla. He says, the Pasuk says in Parshas Va'aschanan that when Yidin were told they're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, so it says you're going to come in and you're going to find batim houses that are Maleim Kol Tov. They're going to be filled with all the good things. Asha Mileisa, Uboiris Chatzuv Ma'ashalei Chatzavta, Krom Vizeis Ma'ashalei Natato, Vi'achalta V'savata. Torah says, if you want to eat it, you're allowed to eat it. Zokr Meir Simcha, what does it mean? Ubatim Aleim Kol Tov. So it's a Gemara in Mesechtes Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. The Gemara brings a Machloikis, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. But the Gemara says that what's it referring to? One Mandama says it's talking about that when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, they were allowed to eat afilu kadla de chaziri. They were allowed to eat even chazer. Right? When they walked into the houses of the seven umois, they were allowed to eat anything. You saw food in the refrigerator, eat it. You saw food on the grill, you take over the picnic. It's yours. If you wanted to eat it, this was something you were allowed to do. You were physically allowed. It's a chiddush nifla, but it's learned out from a pasuk. It says, "Ubatim maleim kol tov, asher loy mileisa." Zokr meir simcha nifla.
Pasuk says you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Actually, and you're going to go, you're going to eat, and you're allowed to, because you're allowed to eat afilu kadal de chaziri. What's the next pasuk? Hisham lecha, be careful. Pentishkachas Hashem asher hoitziyachu meeretz Mitzrayim mibeis navodim. Zokrim er simchi. You know what the hemshach of the pasuk is? You're eating now kadal de chaziri. You're allowed to. It's mutter, but at the end of the day, it's chazer, and because it's chazer, it can have an hashpa on you, and it can be metamtim the leiv. And if you're going to do that, know you're at risk. Next pasuk, Hisham lecha, be extra careful. Pentishkachas Hashem alekecha asher hoitziyachu meeretz Mitzrayim mibeis navodim. You need a bazunder shmirah, and the reason you need a bazunder shmirah, because you just infused the Torah said it's mutter, but it doesn't negate the fact that b'metzias it's a chazer, and a chazer is a chazer is a chazer. And even if somebody eats it machmas bekuach nefesh, or because the Torah said mefurish that this is something you're allowed to do, it doesn't negate the fact that this is dangerous, and that's why the Torah had to go out of its way to say, and then Ramei Simcha in one line says one more major part. He says v'lochein yichalul Shabbos l'choyla. What does he mean? Ramei Simcha means it's pashit. It says, we know there's a big shayla in the Rishonim. If you have a chayla, she yesh by sakana. So what's the halacha? Machilin ha'isa ha'kal ha'kal. If he has the machol sasuris, he give machol sasuris. Let's say there's a choice between two different machol sasuris. Say you're trying to make a cheshbon, which is going to be the least amount of averus, the kalakal, and that's the avera that you tell him to do. So here's the question. There's a chayla she yesh by sakana. He needs meat. There's no meat right now. There's two options, however. One option is we can shech the behemah. Another option is we can go give him bas in avela. Which one should he take? So it's a big shayla. Should you shech the behemah or should you give him bas in avela? Zokra meir simcha lefi zeh. There's a cheshbin that you should give him, you should shech the behemah, and you should give him the kosher meat. Why? Because even though it's true, he's allowed to do the isim aman of shach. But and it's true, mitzad the cheshbin of achil and oisei akal akal, we can debate it and we can start clearing lumdis and figure out what's the kalakal. But there's one fundamental difference. If you shecht an animal on Shabbos and you give this piece of meat to this choyla, he ate kosher meat. But if you're giving him nevela, he ate non-kosher meat. Zokra meir simcha v'lochein. I believe based on this cheshbon, yichalul Shabbos l'choyla v'lo yachilenu nevela. Avad, it's machlokes rishonim. Meir simcha's not coming to machriya the rishonim. He's just coming to explain that shita, that this would be another knetch, another oimik in davana. But the bottom line is what we see from here is that there's a tremendous difference between a person that does an aver b'shoigig versus a person that's nichshol machalis asuros b'shoigig. Every aver b'shoigig is sarach kapara. Every single aver that a person does b'shoigig, he would need tikkun. But as it relates to machalis asuros b'shoigig, that's more chamor. And when it comes to machalis asuros b'shoigig, over there there's a metzias, there's a tumah, there's a timtum that enters the guf of the body. So much so that there was a heter of kadli de chaziri abe yisham lecham pentishkachas hashem lekecha asher itziyachu. You have to realize, you have to be careful. It could be, it's better to be mechal Shabbos to shchita for chayla sheish by sakana than to give him the veila, even though the veila is only a regular chayvi lavin, and Shabbos is meloisas sheish by misas bezdin. The Taz says that if there's a woman that's a chayla sheish by sakana and she has the machal sasuras, that's fine. Of course, she has to. It's not avoy dezar. It's not gidar raya shvichas damim. But at the same time, realize that you just ate something that's metamtim your leiv. And because you ate something that's metamtim your leiv, so therefore you have to be careful and you shouldn't be the one that's going to go ahead and nurse the child. Let somebody else nurse the child. You don't want to be the one to give it. So what do you see that when it comes to macholis asura, is there some sort of metzias? There's some sort of metzias ruchni that can get a person into trouble. And if that's the case, yesh loymar, it's pashit. It's ok toisves. That it's true a Kadosh Baruch Hu protects the tzaddik. Abisadab zunder shmira. La yu'una le tzaddik kol ofen. But when the Gemara says, hashto behemten shal tzaddikim ena Kadosh Baruch Hu, maybe takala yodom tzadikim atzma lekoshkin, it means only by midah d'achila. Why? The pshat is because when it comes to midah d'achila, even if it's b'shoigig, even if it was something that was done 100% out of the person's control, but at the end of the day, it's going to make a roshim. A person doesn't have a b'shoigig, he needs kapara, sometimes, chavi krisos, the Ramban and Parshas Vayikra raid we've spoken about many times in the course of the years. But when it comes to machalis asurois, there's a whole nother dimension. There's a dimension that the Macholos Asuris is Metamtim Delev. And because it's Metamtim Delev, so that's already a Dovah Maguna. That's something that even if it happened B'Shoigig, it's going to have a Roshim almost as if it would have happened B'Mesid. And therefore, when it comes to Macholos Asuris, Tois V'Shita is, there we have the special Shmira of Hashto Behemten Shal Tzadikim, Eina Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mevi Takol Al Yodam, Tzadikim Atzma Leikoshke.